Coming up after the break, Brad Friedman's going to be joining us to talk about his recent experience with a group of teabag protesters. He's going to tell us exactly what the protesters are protesting, because it's a mystery. And don't forget, you can catch all of our Ring of Fire interviews on the new AirAmerica.com. I'm Mike Papantonio here with David Bender. We're going to be right back with more Ring of Fire on Air America Radio.
Barack Hussein Obama, do America a favor and resign? Why should he resign?
Why shouldn't he? This guy's a socialist. He wants to take our freedom, take away our liberty.
But tell us all the freedoms that Barack Obama has taken away. Listen to this.
Go ahead, tell us.
Okay, wait a minute, I got to think.
Welcome back to Ring of Fire. I'm Mike Papantonio here with David Bender. Bobby Kennedy's out this week. Ever since the Tax Day Tea Party march in Washington, smaller teabag protests are popping up throughout the country. The only problem is that these protesters don't really know, or they're not sure at all what they're protesting. Some think they're opposed to government spending. Others say they're protesting Obama not being an American citizen. Others are protesting health care. Some are protesting concentration camps that Obama has started. I mean, it is a nutbag group of people. Luckily, our good friend Brad Friedman from Brad Blog caught up with some of those protesters recently and found out what they have on their mind. And it's pretty scary. You know, Brad, what I love about what you've done here is it just shows how absurd this group is. It's almost like they emptied the hospital for the mentally ill and said, let's do teabagger too. It's almost like you had to make these characters up in your interview, but they're real characters, aren't they? I mean, this is really happening out there.
They are real characters. These are real people. And you know what's I tried to be very fair as much as I could in this video, in these interviews, give these folks their say. You know, I didn't want to set them up to look like fools.
Well, you didn't have to.
Well, that's right. Where they look like fools, I'm afraid to say it's because they made themselves look that way.
Okay, give me your observation. Okay, you're in there with a microphone. You're putting the microphone in their face. You're saying things. Well, gee, tell us how Obama's taking away our rights. Tell us how Obama is raising your taxes. Tell us how Obama is doing all of these terrible things. And what's so extraordinary is these people are looking at the camera and they realize they have no idea.
They have no idea because they just don't hear the real story. I would suspect that, you know, 99% of these folks, and that may be a generous number, get their news from single sources like Fox News, Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity, and these people who have, frankly, pushed these probably very nice people, pushed them into oncoming traffic by disinforming them, by misinforming them, by giving them this just bizarre alternate reality view of the world, and they have no idea that they're being misled.
I know you didn't mean to. Well, you didn't mean to. You didn't have to. But honestly, these people honestly seem like shut-ins who they have something to go out and do now, and they're so woefully stupid. I mean, that's the disturbing thing about this. It's not like you led them to looking so stupid.
Right.
It is that as they talk, you go, my God, where did you find these people? I mean, how is this representative of what the Republican Party has become? Look, that's the most disturbing thing about it.
Yeah, and, well, you know, in truth, I don't know how you say stupid. I don't know how stupid these people are. I think, in truth, they're just unbelievably misinformed from a party that has become, you know, just unbelievably lost and off the deep end in what they're willing to do and say and trick people into and fool people into, you know, fighting against their own best interests. What was remarkable.
You're being very kind here because I tell you, if you think about it, think about this, Brad.
Yeah.
We all get the same messages. We all hear the same thing. But are you out there holding a sign that says that, you know, Obama's a monkey and a socialist and a Nazi. And are you the person who is reflecting these idiotic ideas? No. What do you conclude? Can you conclude other than they're just pure stupid?
Well, because I'm listening to Ring of Fire. I'm reading the Brad blog. I'm reading the information about what's really going on. 99% of these people never get this information. They actually think that what Obama is doing is taking away their freedoms, is shredding the Constitution, and it's remarkable to talk to these people and to think, well, where the hell were you people for the last 8 years? You're worried about your freedoms being taken away, the Constitution being shredded?
I love the thing. You catch this woman, you say, look, the woman says, you know, he kept us free. And you say, well, golly, did I miss something, or did we have 3,000 people killed under George Bush's watch?
Yeah,
and it's almost like she's dumbfounded. She said, well, then it's almost she hasn't thought about George Bush was the president when 3,000 Americans were murdered because he can't read his friggin' presidential papers that says we're going to be bombed.
They thought that, yeah, that Bush kept us safe. When I brought up the fact that, you know, aside from 9/11, you know, we had anthrax terrorist attacks on our soil that killed people, and they were insistent that nobody died from anthrax. They found some, but they got rid of it, and everything was fine. It's remarkable, but I would argue that's because, you know, they're getting their information from a certain place, which is usually Fox News and Rush Limbaugh and those guys. And unfortunately, even when they do tune to other news services like the networks, like CNN and MSNBC, not enough of the time over the past years, these folks have not been giving the actual story. They put folks like this, and I tried to do something different in these interviews, in this video.
It is excellent. Let me say again, yeah. It is excellent, and if you're listening to this broadcast, you need to go watch this video. Tell them where they can find it.
You can find it over at bradblog.com. Search for Rise of the Teabags.
You must see it. It is John Stewart-esque. I mean,
well,
it's that good.
That's high praise. I'll take it. And, you know, like I say, I like to let these guys tell their own story. I tried to be fair in the editing. And it's really remarkable what's out there and, well, just how much work we have to do.
Okay,
I encourage people, by the way, as this Teabag tour moves forward over the next few weeks, do the same thing I did. Get out there and tell these stories and let these people expose themselves really for who and what they are.
We're going to take a quick break. We're going to be right back with more from Brad Friedman. Don't forget you can check out our new airamerica.com, and you're going to find all your favorite Ring of Fire interviews, Pap Attacks, and commentaries. I'm Mike Papantonio here with David Bender, and you're listening to Ring of Fire on Air America Radio.
He's taken over the car industry. If it was up to him, we'd be driving this little...
He's taken away the freedom for GM to go out of business,
right,
is what he's
right,
done.
Right.
He's taken away the freedom for those workers to lose their job, basically, right?
That's right. That's right.
We're back on Ring of Fire. I'm Mike Papantonio. Right now I'm talking with Brad Friedman from the Brad blog about a mini documentary that he's putting together called The Rise of the Teabags. You're going to find it on bradblog.com. Hey, Brad, let me ask you, the thing that strikes me most about the Tea Partiers is there's no continuity. I mean, some people are there because they don't believe that Obama is an American citizen. Some people are there because they think that he is a socialist with kind of an Illuminati agenda to try to take over the country. I mean, this is how crazy they are. Some of them are there because they're just pure racist. They hate black people. They're red staters, heavily South, hate black people, will never change that, and it's part of that. Some people are there because they say, well, we thought we're supposed to be here over taxes. Other people are there, well, we thought we're supposed to be here because of the deficit. They don't even know why in the hell they're there, except a bus is going to show up. They're going to drink Kool-Aid, whatever the hell they serve out there, and they're going to have a little bit of fun, get out of their house. They don't have to watch Fox News for an hour or two. They can actually go out and participate. It's kind of an outing for them, isn't it?
Yeah, well, And remember, they're being told that this is a grassroots movement as two buses, and you see it in the video, you know, these two enormous buses with sleeping compartments inside and wireless internet and everything else inside the bus painted. You know, I've been working over the past 8 years with a lot of grassroots groups on election integrity issues and so forth. I can promise you, none of those grassroots groups has these
kind of... It's paid for by the insurance industry. It's paid for by the hospital corporations. It's paid for, you know, paid for by well-organized lobby groups that are just putting on this show. So the idiot American media can eat it up.
But listen, these people believe they are part of a grassroots movement because they've been told as much by the corporate media, ironically enough. And remember, you had mentioned that a lot of these folks are from the South and, you know, Southerners, red states. This video was right here in Los Angeles, where I live, in Griffith Park, you know, a very blue, the bluest county of the bluest state. So don't kid yourself that it's only folks in the South. There are people all over the country.
You can bet, Brad, it's heavily going on. It's heavily South, though. I mean, it really is. I know it is coming from all over the country. But the point is, look at the size of that crowd where you had, you know, 100, 150 people there, 200 at the most. And then compare what you get when you show up, say, in Birmingham, Alabama.
Oh, no doubt the crowds are going to be bigger. Although the kickoff day last Sunday, the first one was in San Diego. I'm told they had thousands turned out. Of course, they also told me that about 1,000 turned out for this one, and there was really at best 200 or 300 of them.
Well, they said when they had their big Tea Party thing in Washington, they literally were trying to sell the idea that 1 million people were there.
2 million. We've got
and we knew that when the numbers were counted, it was somewhere around 60,000 at best.
According to the D.C. Fire Department, this guy who I talked to in the video, he was convinced it was 2 million. But the media would not report it, and I said, well, where did you get that number? And he said, well, I got it from the media.
Yeah.
And these guys just make no sense at all. But, you know, let's tell their stories. Let's talk to them. Let's, you know, try to offer common sense when we can. Like I say, the tour is coming across America. It's actually heading your way. It's going to end up, for some reason, down in Orlando, Florida on November 12th. And I do hope other folks get out there with video cameras and start talking to these people and maybe talking some sense into them.
Well, they need to watch what you did with the video and with that camera and with the questions that you asked, because it was so well done. And, you know, it sounds to me like you have more sympathy for them. I really don't have any sympathy for them. I don't buy into the fact, well, gee, they can't know that they're, you know, they're being fed too much ridiculous material. Look, we all are part of a society where we have to figure out what's truth and what's not truth. When you have these numbnuts show up, dressed up in Revolutionary War outfits, dressed up like Martha Washington, tea bags hanging over their body parts, you have to say, you know, something's different about these people. I mean, how do you not say that and conclude it's not representative of America? Any way you cut it, it is not representative of America.
Well, I hope you're right, but these people do live here, and somehow, some way or another, I think we need to make the case to these people. You know, I'm reminded, I don't know if you recall, the great Chaplin film, The Great Dictator, where he plays both the Jewish barber and this Hitler character by the name of Hinkle. And at the end, somebody kidnaps Hinkle and puts in, and he goes in as the Jewish barber and speaks to the crowd that is there to see this Hitler character. And he starts talking about love and truth and supporting your neighbor, and he does it with the same sort of you know, vim and vigor that they were screaming for when it was Hitler, but now he's speaking about all of the right things, and they start cheering as well. I think this underscores the fact that, look, people want to be led. They want to be led with passionate ideas, and if they're being misinformed by the media, then they're going to follow them right off the cliff. If somehow we can reform the media and get the story out, then maybe we can change what's going on.
Well, you're not going to reform the media, I don't think. But I do think this. I think the numbers are going to be fewer this time. I think there is the embarrassment factor for the first time on this whole Tea Party thing. There really is the embarrassment factor. That is, do you really want to be the guy out there with the birthers and the death panel types and the people who say that Obama has concentration camps for Republicans the funny, the sad thing is, not funny, but the sad thing is the very people who are paying for these things, the CEOs of large corporations, of the energy industry, the hospital industry, the insurance, those people wouldn't let these nut types into the door of their country club. I mean, unless they were there to clean up.
There's no question they're using them. They're pushing them right into oncoming traffic. It's quite sad to watch. But, you know, listen, I'm an eternal optimist, and I think that if we get out there and we tell these stories about what's going on in our country, we will all be better informed, and maybe those crazy folks will become more and more and more marginalized, and we'll get this country back on track.
Do you think it's a good idea, though, Brad? I mean, don't you believe it's a good idea to keep this bus on the road? Because the more you keep the bus on the road, the more it almost is the picture of what the Republican Party's become.
Yeah, in many ways, which is that's exactly why I say, go do what I did. Go tell these stories. Let people know what's actually going on, because people have looked at this video, frankly, and they have had no idea that some of these folks are just so nuts and so misinformed, and the more they see it, I think the more they'll understand who and what we're really dealing with, and, you know, maybe they'll be willing to hold our Democrats' feet to the fire to tell them, look, why are you compromising with these people? Why are you working with these people?
Why are you trying to gain any ground, level ground, any common issues with these guys? Do what Grayson does. Do what Barney Frank does. Says, look, you guys are from another planet. We're going to treat you like that. Brad Friedman, thanks. Everybody ought to go watch this. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you, my friend.
Brad Friedman is author of the Brad Blog, and you can watch his short film, Rise of the Teabags, at bradblog.com.